How long did you keep the horse there?
Just about a year.
A boarding facility is saddled with the cost.
She gave us a check for $450, and then that afternoon she texted me saying, don't cash it, it will bounce.
She hadn't been paid in 6 months.
I realized that.
And her other animals were also left behind.
She boarded 2 dogs for 29 days.
Nobody ever paid you for those?
No.
You know that that's ridiculous, right?
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Ranch owner Beverly King is suing her former client, Brittany Galanders, for unpaid boarding fees for her horse and dogs.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 108 on the calendar, in the matter of King versus Galanders.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Miss King, you board horses for a living?
All types of animals, mainly horses and dogs and cats, though.
When did the defendant bring her horse to you?
June 8th of 2017.
Why did you bring your horse to be boarded?
I was in a relationship with a guy who was in the military on the Air Force Base in Mountain Home, and I needed a place to board my horse close to him, so she was the only boarding facility that I could find on short notice to board him.
How much was it a month?
$225.
How long did you keep the horse there?
Just about a year.
In the year that the horse was there, how many times did you see the horse?
A handful, about 5 or 6.
How many times?
I would say more like 3 or 4.
So in a year, you saw the horse 5 times. Why?
Because I moved to Las Vegas, Nevada in July.
Okay. Now, you brought the horse there in June. You moved in July. Did you pay for July?
I did.
Did you pay for July?
Her boyfriend at the time did.
Pay for August?
No. I was told he was going to continue making payments.
Don't tell me what you were told by somebody. Can't tell me what somebody else said. When after July did you visit the horse?
I didn't see him again until January of this year.
And at that time, did you speak to Miss King?
Yes.
Did you hear from Miss King that the boarding fees had not been paid?
Yes.
I assume she'd been sending you bills. Let's say you didn't get them. You were moved, you didn't get them. But you went back and she said, you know, nobody's been paying me for this horse.
My ex-husband actually offered to pay the backboard on what was owed.
Did he pay you?
In January, he paid us for 2 months.
And how much was owed?
It was roughly around $2,500. And then he had paid close to the beginning of February, it was $225, and then we had to notify him first of it, and it didn't go through the first time, so he had to make arrangements.
So he paid in February?
Mm-hmm.
He paid in March?
No.
April?
No, because the horse came June 8th, and then we didn't get payment again for the horse until February of the next year from her ex-husband.
You know that that's ridiculous, right?
I understand that.
Okay, good. Just want you to know that that's ridiculous. And how long did the horse stay there?
I removed him in the beginning of February.
Of 2018.
The horse was actually removed January 23rd of 18.
Now the horse was injured somehow while in your care.
It had a couple issues while it was there, yes.
Well, it had one major issue.
At the end, yes.
At the end.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what the case is about. You want to be paid your board fees, and the defendant says because of your negligence, she had to put the horse down because she couldn't afford the surgery. So she's suing for the vet bills. That's what the case is.
That's what I hear, yes.
So tell me about how the horse was injured and when.
The horses all stay out together. And then during feeding time, I put them all into their individual stalls. That way I know which one is eating what, or, you know, if one's having an issue. So on that morning when I was bringing them in, I noticed Jake had a little limp to him. So I notified her that morning.
On January
14th.
How did you notify her?
Through text message.
Do you have that?
I do.
I'd love to take a look at it.
I don't think she wants all of these, but...
By the way, mentioned very quickly before that someone had signed a contract. Is that correct?
She did, yes.
She did, or the ex-husband?
The ex-husband never signed a contract with us.
She signed the contract?
Yes.
Okay, so she notified you on January 14th that his knee is swollen and bleeding. What did you do?
I told her that I was starting a new job and I was not able to get out there until I had a day off. I did suggest over the phone how to take care of it in the meantime until I can get out there. I also gave her permission to call the vet of their choice to allow vet care to happen.
She hadn't been paid in 6 months.
I realized that.
Well, why in the world would she incur a vet bill from somebody who was a deadbeat?
Well, okay.
I mean,
I'm not
this
arguing,
is a business.
But
this is a business.
I realize
so
that.
So she's been taking care of your animal for 6 months without getting paid. The animal is injured. There's no question she didn't injure the animal. She notified you right away, and you say, I give you my permission to call a vet and incur further bills on my behalf.
No, I was going to assume the bill.
How does she know that?
I told her that.
You agreed on by contract to pay her for boarding.
Me and my ex-boyfriend did, yes.
No, you did. You did. You have the contract?
I do.
I'd like to take a look
at it.
Jordan's name is on there, but it's on there as a writer, just for a release of
property owner's signature, Beverly King. Where is her name?
She put her name on the very front of it.
She never signed it.
We have this for, this is for the dogs and the horse.
I'd like to take a look at it, because this is a release of liability. Well, you signed this. Boyfriend never signed this.
No, because I signed that after...
Not because. You signed this. The boyfriend never signed this.
Yes, I signed for the amounts owed. I agreed to pay that amount.
Okay. There's absolutely no question that if I were in her situation, unless I had a very big heart and a very big pocketbook, I wouldn't want to incur any major vet bills relying on your promise to pay, because you hadn't been paying for 6 months and using her service for 6 months. Feeding, taking care of, or doing whatever. So I wouldn't have taken your word for it. What did you do with the horse?
Well, when she took the horse on January 23rd...
Okay, so she didn't come until January 23rd.
Correct.
Between January 14th and January 23rd, what did you do?
I bandaged it. I flushed it with betadine. I put Neosporin on it. I called the vet several times to get, you know, what he would advise.
That you can't tell me.
Oh, okay.
So you flushed it, you bandaged it. You did not call a vet. Okay, you came and picked up the horse on January 23rd, some 9 days later.
I actually came out the weekend before that to take a look at the horse, to assess. When I got out there, the horse had a very swollen leg top to bottom. There was an open, deep wound in his knee. There was yellow, green pus coming out of it, which there was a sign of infection.
So what did you do?
I told them I needed to do an emergency transport to the Equine Hospital in Nampa, Idaho, to get him further evaluated. They refused the first time to let me take him because of the board owed, which I understand. Then I came out the day she said I took him. I did schedule transport, and on that day, my ex-husband did make arrangements to assume the current boarding amount and backboard so I could take him. So I did take him that day to the vet hospital up in Nampa.
That's not all completely true.
Want to tell me what's not true about what she said?
On January 20th, she did come out to see the vet.
Okay, so 3 days before.
Right. And the vet was going to meet her there at 12 o'clock. And the vet said, you have to be there at 12 o'clock because my day ends at 12 o'clock. She said that she would be there. She was in Twin Falls, which is an hour and a half, you know, give or take, away. She didn't leave Twin Falls until 11:50. The vet said, I'm not coming. So when she did show up, she wound up going to the local feed store, D&B. They had a vet there doing vaccines for cats and dogs. She somehow talked him into coming over. He came over, said he was supposed to meet her there. She wasn't there. I had to message her saying, the vet is here waiting for you. She was having lunch. So I let her know while the vet was there, he said, I don't do large animals. I do dogs and cats, so I'm not really sure why I'm here. I said, well, can you look at the injury while you're at least here? He said, I can look at it and tell you the
vet. Don't tell me what he said.
Sorry.
It's not important. So far, her irresponsibility with the pet has continued.
Yes.
Is what you're telling me. Okay. She finally got somebody to transport the horse.
Right. From two different vets, we got the recommendation to start, with her permission, to start doing finally penicillin shots. So we started, me and a friend, started doing the shots twice a day. We asked her to give the first shot because I don't like giving horses shots if I don't know if what they're gonna do is a reaction. She would not give the first shot, so my friend Chris gave the first shot. So we gave shots.
She was there.
She was there with her ex-husband that day.
So you remember that?
Yes.
Okay.
So we gave the shots, and I sent her pictures of what the horse's leg looked like over time. For her to see it that day is wrong because I was sending her pictures beforehand, letting her know how bad it was. So then on the 23rd, that's when she finally messages me, and we did have phone conversations off and on too, stating that she wanted to take the horse to the equine center, which is an hour and a half, almost 2 hours away, depending on traffic. And I had suggested, why don't you take him to the local vet here because it's only 15 minutes down the road. And she said no, she wanted to go to the equine center. We never refused for her the horse to care. She never came with a trailer to take the horse, for one. I did call the brand inspector and the sheriff's department to see what grounds we had. The brand inspector said that I could keep the horse.
Shh.
Oh, sorry. So when she finally showed up with a horse trailer, we never tried to stop her because the horse needed care.
How much does she owe you?
We were giving her a break, so $2,500.
How many months of boarding did she not pay?
5 months and 16 days.
How many months of boarding did you not pay?
Well, I'd have to go off of what she was saying because I was unaware that the board was being unpaid by my ex-boyfriend.
You knew in January that the board...
No, that's when I found out.
You at least knew in January when you went to see the horse.
Yes, ma'am.
But you said you went to see the horse 5 times.
Since he got there, yes.
Had it ever been discussed with you prior to January that you were delinquent in paying for the horse?
I don't remember receiving any texts. I do remember a couple phone calls with Beverly to check in on how Jake was doing. And I was assuming, since my ex-boyfriend was telling me he was making payments, that they were being made.
You either have an ex-boyfriend or an ex-husband. Which one was it?
Ex-boyfriend, and I was recently divorced.
Well, was it an ex-husband or an ex-boyfriend that said, I'm taking care of the horse?
Ex-boyfriend, who was on the contract.
So it's a boyfriend. Nobody is on the contract. Nobody signed the contract.
And I have text messages telling her over time what she was owed and her asking, what is my board up to?
5 months at $225 is $1,125.
And then the dogs that she boarded as well. She boarded 2 dogs for 29 days.
Nobody ever paid you for those?
No. Or for the farrier, or for any other extra feed that we had to feed the hay, or anything.
Did you not pay her for the dogs?
We made arrangements for me to pay for the dogs, yes.
Did you pay her for the dogs, is the question.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
You had an employee. Let's call your employee John. And John was in this country illegally.
No, ma'am, he was not.
Was he deported? Don't show me a bunch of papers. My question to you, was he ultimately deported?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Ranch owner Beverly King says former client Brittany Galanders owes for boarding and medication costs. Brittany is countersuing for a vet bill and emotional distress due to the death of her horse.
Now, 5 months at $225 is $1,125.
And then the dogs that she boarded.
Nobody ever paid you for those?
No.
Did you not pay her for the dogs?
We made arrangements for me to pay for the dogs, yes.
Did you pay her for the dogs is the question.
No.
How much did she owe you for the dogs?
It was supposed to be $32 a day times the 29 days, so it'd be $928. But my mom was feeling guilty or bad for her or whatever she was at the time and gave her a discount of $660.
Did she ever pay the $660?
No. She gave us a check for $450 in the morning, and then that afternoon she texted me saying, don't cash it, it will bounce.
That's $1,786.
I was just adding the farrier fee and other miscellaneous.
$1,786 is what you owe her.
I have, Judge, if it's not too much to show you this, I do have a text message from her. The last text message I received on March 3rd of 2018 saying that I guess Ben is now paying for the horse board, basically letting him consume the responsibility of that.
You owe her $1,786. Your counterclaims dismissed for your vet bills. Judgment for the plaintiff. We're done. If you have animals, take care of them.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
My horse had to die because of the negligence on their property.
That's on her. I mean, I sent her messages. I asked her for 10 days, are you gonna get the vet out here? Are you gonna take the horse to the vet?
Because it was hurt on her property. She didn't make it sound urgent or important that I needed to get up there sooner.
She said, I'll get to it. I haven't done it. I haven't had time.
I lost my $20,000 show jumper.
The horse would have never gotten an infection in the bone, and that's what happened.
And he was my baby. I've had him since he was 2 days old.
Because she wouldn't allow the antibiotics to get put in.
No, just don't trust anybody.
Some people don't deserve babies or pets. I mean, if you can't afford the vet bill, don't have them.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Griffin versus McDonald. Step forward.
Carrie Griffin is suing her former employer, Christina McDonald, for breach of contract, the return of a car payment, rental car fees, and a wrongful termination.
Okay, you purchased a car from Miss McDonald.
Correct.
Who was your employer at the time?
Yes.
And she repossessed the car?
Yes.
And you want back the money that you put into the car?
Yes.
What kind of business do you have?
I own a restaurant, a small restaurant.
And you had an employee. Let's call your employee John.
John.
And John was in this country illegally?
No, ma'am, he was not.
Was he deported?
It's not a yes or no answer. He was deported for being, he did not have his license at the time.
Just a second. He was deported. Don't show me a bunch of papers. My question to you, was he ultimately deported?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
John is out $2,000 because he has no car. She's out $500. She doesn't have a car. You have $2,000, another $500, and the car.
That's not what happened.
Well, explain this to me.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Carrie Griffin is suing her former employer, Christina McDonald, for breach of contract, the return of a car payment, and rental car fees.
Now, you had an employee. Let's call your employee John.
John.
John was in this country illegally.
No, ma'am, he was not.
Was he deported?
Yes.
Before John was deported, he worked for you.
Yes.
And he needed a car.
Yes.
You found a car for $5,000.
Yes.
And you said to him, I will sell you this car for $5,000, and you pay me so much out of your pay.
Not entirely correct.
Did he give you a down payment?
But that's not how we acquired the car.
I don't care. Listen, I don't have a whole day to discuss your case.
Okay.
I'm giving you the Reader's Digest version of it.
Yes.
You bought a car for $5,000. You bought it for John, but it was in your name.
Yes.
He gave you how much money towards the car?
$2,000.
So of your $5,000 investment, you got $2,000 back.
Yes.
Then you agreed, according to what I'm reading, you agreed to sell the car because he was taken into custody. I don't care how he was taken into custody, because this isn't about John, it's about a car. He was taken into custody. Now you're stuck with a car that you don't need, that's in your name, that still has $3,000 owed on it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So you say to Miss Griffin, do you want to buy John's car?
No, ma'am. She approached me.
I don't care whether she approached you or you approached her. Do you want to buy John's car? I would like to buy John's car. Whatever happened, there was a deal struck for Miss Griffin to buy John's car.
Yes, ma'am.
And how much was the deal?
$3,000.
So that you would have been whole. Right?
Yes, ma'am.
You would have had John's $2,000 and her $3,000 and would have been whole.
Yes.
She paid you how much?
$500.
Okay, so now you have $2,500 of your $5,000 investment.
Yes, ma'am.
And by the way, in what month and year did you buy this car?
November of 2017.
Okay, so relatively recent.
Mm-hmm.
So plaintiff takes control of the car in what month?
In March of 2018.
And she gets $500. In what day does Miss McDonald want the car back?
She started requesting the car back on April 12th of 2018.
And on what date was John deported?
Approximately February of 2018.
Did you give John back his $2,000?
No, I...
The answer is no.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
You did not give John back his $2,000. So now you have $2,500. You have John's $2,000, her $500, and the repossessed car for which you paid $5,000.
Yes, ma'am.
So now you are in the black, $7,500.
No, ma'am.
John is out $2,000 because he has no car.
No, ma'am.
Just a second. She's out $500. She doesn't have a car. You have $2,000, another $500, and the car.
That's not what happened.
Well, explain this to me. Does John have his car?
No.
Did John give you $2,000 to pay off whoever you purchased the car from?
Yes, ma'am.
Did she give you $500?
Yes.
And you have a $5,000 car?
Yes.
So you have equity in that car?
Not until I got the car back from her for which
But now you have the car back?
Yes.
A month after she got it?
Yes.
She gets her $500 back. Judgment for the plaintiff. We're done. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy...
Carrie did not make her payment on time to me, And that's when I repossessed the car.
Well, I was wrongfully terminated, and
I had to call for a civil stamp after I asked her to return the car to me.
She was sending texts saying that I was a trespasser if I went on the property and I was terminated.
But then she didn't, so I had to call the sheriff, and he came with me.
So she made it impossible for me to make my payment 2 days later.
She willingly put the keys in the car.
She absolutely berated me with text messages calling me a bad person and demanding I bring the car back.
And left the car for me to take and put up no defense whatsoever.
You can't do people like that. I've lost my job, I lost my car over this, and it's just not right.